Yeah, a little bit. You know, we took a shot down the field, was intercepted, obviously. AJ misjudged it, and Andy got hit as he was throwing. It was unfortunate, but, you know, we got to get better in that regard. But, you know, obviously you're just worried about the finished product, and you're happy the way we finished the game. You know, Andy was very effective in the second half, and we were able to put the game away with the running game.
Is there anything that changed in the second half as far as what Andy did or what you did to kind of get him going? Because
we hit some quick passes, some screens and all that stuff, and then he made a huge throw to Hawkins on the option route on the inside there, hit AJ down the sideline. So he did some good things, but just got to keep him comfortable, keep him in rhythm, you know. And when we're running and we're at a slow tempo, we're not as effective as we are when we're getting first downs and moving the ball with the runs and the play actions and the screens.
The way this team ran the ball yesterday, does that make it easier on you and the rest of the team when you run the ball the way you did?
It does, you know, and every team's different. Some teams are the running game looks a lot better than against other teams, and this week we felt like we could run the ball against San Diego, and the guys really bought into it, and we were effective with it. And Benny ran hard, and Gio ran hard, and it was good to see.
You haven't had one back have a huge game, but you've had your backs combined have some big games. Is that the way that they complement each other, you think, plays out?
It is. It is. And they have to buy into that because they're both worthy guys. And I actually like to get the ball to Cedric Pierman a little bit more, too. And if Rex Burkhead's ever up, I'd like to give him the ball. But we only have one ball. But those guys really complement each other well. Benny obviously is a banger. And Gio can do some different things. He softens up the defense because they're worried about the passing game with him swinging out of the backfield. So both of them are very effective at what they do. And the important thing is keeping them fresh and trying to stick with it.
If you look at the teams in the AFC picture at this point, it's a lot of bad weather teams, especially having three home games here in December. I got to think the run game is going to be important for this team.
You have to. You know, we had two back-to-back the last couple games. At Baltimore, the winds were very difficult to throw the ball, and then the home game here against Cleveland, it was hard to throw the ball in the rain and the wind. So we figured the last four games we have an opportunity for four bad weather games. So establishing some kind of running game is going to be important, A, to keep the clock moving, keep our defense off the field, and try to get something.
Do you think you proved that's the best thing for the defense is to kind of grind it, keep the clock and keep the ball?
Well, the best things for the defense is get some points. You know, they're going to play the way they play. They're a great defensive unit. They don't care if we go three and out or have 10 play drives. They're going to come out there and hunt. Just a matter of us not turning the ball over and putting them in terrible situations. If we have to punt three and out, we'll punt. But giving them turnovers is what we can't do. We only had two yesterday, but that's too many. So we protect the ball, do what we're supposed to do on offense. The defense will be just fine.
James Harrison returned that interception against Cleveland, you think about putting him in the running back rotation?
He's there. He's coming in there. We're ready for James. Doesn't matter if he wants to do it. I don't know if he wants to really do it or not, you know, but we'll see. We might give him the ball eventually.
Short yardage, goal line, something like that. Yeah.
Is that right, James?
Blocking fullback.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a game with a kneel down on the three?
Yeah, kneel downs are kneel downs. We'll end the game with a kneel down anywhere. It doesn't matter. Obviously, you'd like to smash it in there and score again, but if you do that, then you have to go kick off, and then the defense is back on the field, and you risk injury to somebody on either side of the ball. And if you have a chance to kneel it in the NFL, I think you should kneel it. And we did that, and we proved our point. We got the win, and that's all that matters. And now we have to move on to a very good Indianapolis Colts football team.
The way Witt played left guard, you got to be thinking about maybe
We have options. You know, Zeitler coming back. Pollock is playing very well also. And he can move to left guard, keep Witt at left tackle. Or, you know, AC, we already know he can play tackle, so leave Witt at left guard. So we have some options that we can deal with. Just a matter of making sure we get somebody else in there, Hawkinson or whoever, ready to help us with the depth. But Witt's a very versatile guy, and he will buy into whatever we sell him. And that's the great thing about Witt. He's a great leader, and he's a Pro Bowl left tackle, and it might affect his Pro Bowl status, but he doesn't care. He just wants to help the team win, and that's what we need around here.